ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The top of the Amen speaks about answering Amen. The Hemshech was to the Gemara before, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Beis, and towards the bottom where it said, Katan is Zeichat El Mabo, there was a machlaikis different from the Omrim, if it's Mishosh and Noilad, Mishosh and Siper, Mishosh and Nizra, Mishosh and Nimoil, and the last man Domra was Mishosh from the time that he answers Amen. Mishosh, Shemer Amen, Shem Pishusharim, Yove Goy Tzadik, Shemer Munim, I'll take your Shemer Munim, Elisha Amen Amen. So now the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph discusses what does Amen mean? Omrav Chanina, Kael Melech Neman. Amen means Kael Melech Neman. Rashi says a mer de gazach. Rashi says, "My amen, kishoin al kol brocha brocha amen." When you answer amen on a brocha, heyach mashma kabbalas yiras shemaim. Where is it mashma in amen a kabbalas yiras shemaim? Now, what's the shaychus to yiras shemaim? Maybe because the Gemara said before that if you answer amen, yizeichel elam habo al karchach, it means yiras shemaim because hakol b'day shemaim chutz miyiras shemaim. Yerushalayim is the only thing which is called Chochma. Without Yerushalayim, a person can't be Zeichet Teilam Habo. So where in the Amen is there Yiras Shemayim? So the Gemara answers and says, Kel Melech Neman. What's Kel Melech Neman? Rashi says, this is Noi Tarikoin, Shema Min Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Emuna B'Hashem. And then you have Emuna B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kel Melech Neman. The Marsha adds, that it's from Rashi, you know, and Rashi also, that it's a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is neman l'shalim schar v'inish. That means the inyan of Amen is a chizuk of emuna. It's emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a keil melech neman, and the nemanis is that he'll be l'shalim schar v'inish. And he'll pay back reward to the righteous and einish for the rishayim. L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, it's brought down from the Poiskim, that you're supposed to have a kavana when you say amen, that emasi habrocha shebirach mevarech vani mamin bozeh. It's true, the brocha that the person made, that was mevarech, is true, and I believe it. So it's not mashma, not like Rashi, als emunah b'Hashem, not als nemel shalom schavainish. That's not, skilu amen is a different kavana. Amen is that I believe what you're saying is true. The mechaber also brings the sifches, well, Yan, don't answer amen k'tzara, a small, short amen, the amount of time, in other words, you have to have that kavana also. So it could be that the Shulchan Aruch means, the stop it is the pashtus, that the kavana of the oin of amen, the pashtus of the aniyah, the answer of amen, is it's true what you're saying. Yamamin, what the Mubarak says, that it's emes. But in every amen, there's a remez of the neitrikun of kael melech neman, and that's why the Mechaber says you're supposed to be marech a little bit more when you say amen, not in such a short way. You can have at least a little bit of kavana of the kel melech neman. Now, what does kel melech neman mean? So Rashi explains to us it means that you are maimin in Allah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emunah b'Hashem, and that, like the Rasha adds, emunah in schar ve'oinish, that the Rebbeinu Shem is going to be manish and be mashal in schar toev li'reyav. That's the pashtus, that's the kavana of the kel melech neman chelik, not the actual words of amen. Amen avada means amen, that you believe what your person is saying is true. Meis the Mishnah Brura over there in Kuf Chav Dalas and Kon Hey brings the Shein Mangan Avram that the Shulchan Aruch says that it's true what the Mvarach is making, the Brach the Mvarach is saying, that's in a Birchas Hoidah, like Baruch Sha'omar, and Yishtabach, and Gal Yisrael. Yimachavin, that what he's saying is Emes. It's Emes. The Rebbeinu Shem is the Gal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem is Baruch Sha'omar V'ayu Olam. All the brachas are Emes. Yimayimin in the brachas. That's what Amen means. But in Tefillah, if the brachas is, if the brachas that he's Mavarach is a Tefillah, for example, Achoinein Olam Das, like the brachas of Shemayin Esrei, so you have to Yimachavin that a different Kavana. Kavana that it's Emes, and I'm Spalel, so the Amen has another kavana to it, besides that what it's true, what he's saying, which is true by both, whether it's Birch Zedah or not, but instead of Birch Zedah, just Stam Emes, you have to also have in mind a tefillah, that whatever was the bracha, the content of the bracha, it's a tefillah. In the Keser Roy, she brings the Shem Rechaim Velozhna, that the Shem Rechaven, every time you say Amen, this pirish, halavai sheyir came. Alavai Shiyakain. Now, Lachair, what's that kavan alavai Shiyakain? in L'chair, it only makes sense in a bracha of Bakasha, Alavai Shia Kain. But a bracha of Haidah, the Kavanah of Alavai Shia Kain L'chair is not Matim, doesn't shtim, because in a bracha of Haidah, it's a fact. There's a Baruch Shalom is deserving of praise, or Baruch Shalom is, you are praising, thank God, Yisrael. So L'chair is two different Kavanahs. Again, you see an interesting Haisafa in the Kavanah of Amen, not just Amen that it's Emes, that the bracha, but also the Amen is Tim Misbal. And Lefi Rashi and the Mashal, and the Taicha of the Gemara of Kem Melech Domen, there's another Kavanah. The Kavanah is the Emunah B'Hashem and Neman of Emunah Schar V'Einish. I saw that in the Bichs Avram, he wants to say that this Kavanah of the brought down Shem Recham V'Lozhna, Alvai Shia Kain, really is L'Shitosai, could really apply to all brachas. Because Recham V'Lozhna is Yidua, and Nefesh HaChayim is Mevar, that the Lashon of Baruch is not just a Lashon of Tila V'Shevach. It's a Lashon of Tesefes and Ribui. And he explains by Riches that Baruch means that you're being mispalal, that the Rebbeinu Shalom Shem Mashpia, and the Moisif, Hashba and Bracha, Lashon Brecha, from Lashon of a spring, and all the Ilamais from him, from the Kaviyach, from the Kara Brachas, which is the Oire and Save the Rebbeinu Shleilam, from there should flow Hashba to all the Ilamais Al Yoinim in this Inyan that you're being Mevarech. And for example, we say Chayin Lalam Das, so Chayin Adoas, it means that this Inyan of Das, there should be Hashba in all the Ilamais in this Inyan, and in all the brachas of Shvach and Tila, it's the same Kavana, that whatever the content, whatever the Inyan of the bracha, in that Nekuda of the Inyan of the bracha, there should be a Hashba and a Tesefis and a Ribui of Hiskashrus of the Rebbeinu Shem to all the Ilamis, which when the Rebbeinu Shem is Mekash himself to all the Ilamis, El Yoinim et Achtoinim, there's more Ribui bracha of Hashba, and there's more Chias, and there's more Ord, less Hester upon him, and that itself is Marbe, that Inyan in the Ilam, in all the Ilamis, and that's the Kavan of, and that's the Kavan of the bracha. So then the Amen, which is Alvai Shiyah Kain, is Lav Dafka only in a Bakasha. It's also in a Brocha of Tila V'Shevach. It also means that the Rebbeinu Shalem should weiter be Mashpia and be Moisif Tesefis Riva Brocha is B'chol Olamis in this Inyan that's of the Brocha. So then he wants to say that Kavana of Alvai Shiyah Kain would apply to all Brochas. And when you say Amen, not only a brachas of Bakasha, which is not much like that in the Pashm Shat, not the Mishaburi either. The next Gemara brings a Pasik and a Machlaikish of Yechanan and Rish Lakish, which needs a Biur. The Pasik is Lachain Herchiva Sha'el Nafsha Ufara Fia Livli Chaik V'yored Hadora V'amayno Sha'ayna V'olazbo. The Pasik is Darshan on what the words Livli Chaik mean. It's saying a negative thing. What's going to happen? They go to Sha'ol, and you're going to have to go to Gehenna. Somebody who is levli chayk, without chayk. So Rish Lakish explains it to mean lemisha meshayir afilu chayk echad. Even somebody who just leaves out one chayk, one mitzvah, and Rashi says from l'shamra is already nida migehenna. Rabbi Yechman says back that Amr Rabbi Yechman nichal emarayu damret lehu hachi. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not happy. The Merayim is the master. The Rebbeinu Shalom, they should be dan klai Yisrael kaf chayva to such an extent that if one is missing one chayik, he already ends up in Gehenim. Ela, Rabbi Yechanan learns that it means afilu loy lomad elo chayik echad. Even if you only learned one chayik, then already you're out of Gehenim. So it seems a diametrically opposed machlokes. Rish Lakish holds even if you leave out one chayik from being shaymer the chayik from mekayim that mitzvah, already you're nidda migehenim. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, fakert, even if you mekayim one mitzvah, already you're not in Gehenim. The Be'er Sheva brings b'shem sefer ikrim that the ikin nekuda of the machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is that Rabbi Shlakish holds that kol ater kuda kula is chada machta. Is necessary to magia to shleimus in midos and in nefesh. In order for a person to reach his perfection, he has to have a kiyum in kol haterakula. Every single mitzvah saseh and every mitzvah lo saseh. If memelev is chaser chayk echad, it's chaser in his shleimus lasid lavoy, and he has to go l'sha'ol. Chavetz Chaim Taka brings the Maimari Chazal that the rimach evarim of a person in the keneged the rimach mitzvah saseh and the shasa. The gidim of a person can connect the shasa 365 loisase, and every single mitzvah is mechaya certain aver, and the mele if a person's missing even one mitzvah, it's chaser in his shleimus. It's chaser in his shleimus, and has to go l'sha'ol. Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's schwer to say such a thing that Rav Ne'odam should be
Hoilchin l'sha'ol, should we going to Gehenim, not to Gan Eden, not to Olam Haba? It must mean that every single chayk on its own is shayach to be mashlim a person as a gevissa shleimus. And the tachas of the Rebbe mitzvahs is that a person should find at least one mitzvah that he does b'shleimus in order to be zeicha to Olam Haba. The Be'emes, the Meritz Chiyas, and others shteltsu that to explain Rabbi Yechon, the famous Rambam in Soif Makis. In the Pirshim Shnayis, the Rambam, in the last Mishnah, Seches Makis, which brings the famous words of the Tanna of Chanani ben Kasha Oimer, Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakis Yis Yisrael, L'Fika Kherbala and Torah Mitzvahs, says the Rambam, that Me'ikrei Hu Amuna B'Toyra, one of our Ikorim, in Emuna, in Torah, is that if a person's mekayim one of the 613 mitzvahs properly, and he will not combine in it, not any other reason, no, not any other motivation to do it. You're going to do that mitzvah only for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shleim, l'shma, l'shem shamayim, me'ahava, with the perfect love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, with that one mitzvah that was neskayim b'shleimus, a person is already zoicha to Olam Haba. And Mimela, the Rambam explains the words of the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Makis that Reb Chananya said, "Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Zachis Yisrael." It means ki a mitzvah be yoisim harbe. Now that there are many mitzvahs, efsha, says the Rambam, shleyase odom bechayev, that a person should not do in his lifetime achas mian, one of them, al maskunta ushle musa, with its complete, all its parts, and its in a perfect way, uvasoisei oisah mitzvah, by doing that one mitzvah b'shleimus, techaye nafshei ba'oisei maise, he'll be mechaye as nefesh with that maise, umimashiyorel ikra b'azeh, is what brings a riot to this, and Sir B'chanani ben Tradin asked, mani l'chaye olam haba, am I going to be zeich to olam haba? And they answered him, l'klum bo maise liyotcha, did you do any one mitzvah perfectly? Kleiman is damin l'cholas, is mitzvah kohagen. The Rambam teaches that the tshuva was, did you do any one mitzvah perfectly that with that you can be zeichot elam habo? And the answer was, yeah, it was nizdam naloi mitzvah tzoko aderech shleimus kechol ma'ad efshah. It was, he happened to be able to make high in the mitzvah tzoko in a perfect way. V'zoch l'chai elam habo. And that's what it means. And with that, he was zeichot elam habo. And that's the pasuk in Yeshayan, Kapitel Membeis, Hashem Chofetz L'man Tzidkoi, meaning L'tzadik is Yisrael L'man Kiyang Del Teir V'yadir. That the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem was marbe mitzvahs is to give the opportunity to be able to mekayim one mitzvah ba'ava v'shleimus gemura, and with that you'll be able to be zeichet chayil mabo. Says the Maritz Chiyas, that this Rambam is l'chayra mamish what Rabbi Yechanan is saying in our sugya. This is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan that said that afil le'lomad al-chayk echad, he understands that to mean a kiyum ha-mitzvah b'shleimus, which with that one mitzvah you're already able to be zeicha to chay el mabo. The Be'emes, the Yaivitz, and others ask that it's a Mishnah Kedushin in the end of the first parak that says, kol o'isa mitzvah achas mitivin loy, umarichin lo yomu v'neich l'sa'oretz. Somebody does one mitzvah, Metivin loy, they're good to him, they give him arichas yomim, and he's noichel esaretz. What does noichel esaretz mean? What does it mean he inherits the land? So Rashi in the Mishnah says in Kedushin, hainu, that's chaye ho'olam haba. So the chaye, it's a referish in Mishnah that says that with one kima mitzvah, it's shayach to be zeichet olam haba, and it's fair to say that Mishnah only doesn't fear Rabbi Yechanan, why didn't he wear shtel etzu, Rabbi Yechanan is shlokish, but that shtim is the Rambam, that's the makar of the Rambam, that with one mitzvah, a person can mashlim his nefesh to the extent that he can be zeich to Elam Habo. L'maisa the Be'er Sheva as Maisif, when he's explaining this, Machoik Rabbi Yechanan is shlokish, he says, L'maisa, if you think about it, it's impossible for one yid to mekayim all tayag mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs that are shayach only to kehanim. The mitzvahs of a nazir. If you're not a nazir, you're not mekayim that mitzvah. Other mitzvahs that are karbonis in different situations that if you don't have that matzv, like pinyin aben, then you can't mekayim the mitzvah. But avada, we know that every yid is shayach to kiyum of tayag mitzvahs in one of three ways. Take, first he does everything which is mechuyev to do. Any mitzvah that's possible for him to do, he does it b'shleimus. He has to also, secondly, have a achlota to mekayim all mitzvahs that will ever come his way. And the third, which is mitzvahs, of course, which he'll never be able to do, and it's obvious that he can't mekayim them. He's not a kohen, or he's not. He doesn't have a firstborn. He doesn't, it's something which is not biyodoi. He has to learn about those mitzvahs, and by saying and learning, shalom parmes vaseinu, by saying and learning about those mitzvahs, it's keilu he's mekayim the mitzvahs. Lefi zeh, What Rish Lakish was saying is l'mishum shayach afilu chaykecha doesn't mean wasn't mekayim one mitzvah at all. It means that if he didn't do these three steps, that means mekayim all the mitzvahs, and try to mekayim, be ready to mekayim those which are not yet available to him, and learn about the mitzvahs, then he's going to be chaser and shleimus. And Rabbi Yechanan holds, not like Rabbi Yechanan holds, that even Poyel, he did kama mitzvahs, and he learned the mitzvah, one mitzvah, if he lomad el chaykecha, the Loshna Gemara is mashma, if he learned one mitzvah, that's already enough to be matzlim mishael. A third malach we find in the Merami Panu, Pshat Gemara, that Rish Lakish doesn't mean not that leaving out one mitzvah. It doesn't mean not the correct approach to all the mitzvahs, to learn about the mitzvahs and to be ready to make the mitzvahs. But Rish Lakish just means that Mish Mishayer afilo chaykechon. Mishayer from Lashon, he makes a chiyori mitzvah. He's mezalzel in a mitzvah. If he's mezalzel in even one mitzvah, then that alone is machayim, and they should go to Gehenna. It doesn't mean that if he's chaser in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, one kiyum ha-mitzvah that he's going to already lose out olam haba. But if he's mezalzel, if he does lehepach, if he goes and disgraces a mitzvah, he's not machshav a mitzvah, he says this mitzvah is not for me, or he puts in the back burner, he's mevazit, then he's mechuyev l'gol l'shoil, and in that, Rabbi Yechanan says a very bechidish according to Merami Panu. Rabbi Yechanan says that chet is not enough to say that he loses olam haba. If he did many mitzvahs becheshek and berotzain, then that's megan. They still be able to be zeichet olam haba. Hagam he taka did an avera mivazim one mitzvah, but it's not enough to take away the olam haba from him. In summary, we have the most strict approach would be that according to Rish Lakish, even chaser mitzvah achas is chaser in shleimusai, and he can't be zeichet olam haba. And Rabbi Yechanan says just one kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus alone is enough to be zeichet to olam haba like the Rambam. A second malach is more parv that according to Rish Lakish, you have to be ready for all the mitzvahs. You have to be mekayim them bedibur, speak about the mitzvahs, learn about the mitzvahs, and be ready to mekayim the mitzvahs. And Rish Lakish holds, even that is not necessary to lose olam haba if you did at least some of the mitzvahs. And the third way is the way the Rambam Panu was explaining is Rish Lakish never, it's the other extreme. Rish Lakish never meant to say that it's, you weren't mekayim one mitzvah ready not get olam haba. It means that if you mevaza mitzvah, you do a lehepach, do a negative in the kiyama mitzvah, you're mezalzel in it, then you lose olam haba. And even then, Rabbi Yechon says, gevaldik achidish, that even so, you won't lose out because the maisa, you did so many other mitzvahs properly with cheshik and rotzin and proper covet. The fact that you made one mitzvah, the mevaza, that's not enough of a chet to lose out your olam haba. Later on the Gemara, further on the Amid, it says, and also speaking about Rabbi Yechon says to Rish Lakish that even though the pasuk says echad meir shnayim mishpacha nechi balti b'chem lakakti eschem echad meir shnayim mishpacha, only very few will be zeicha. So Rish Yechon said you have to be lamed zchus. You can't just say one in the city, one in the family, two in the city, two in the family. That's too little. It has to be echad meir is mezake kol ha'ir. One in the city is mezake a whole city kula, and shnayim mishpacha mezake in kol ha'mishpacha kula, and two tzaddikim in the mishpacha mezake the entire mishpacha. Rabbi Yechon is again down the calf zchus. Echemir, shnayim mishpacha. Echemir is mezake kol ha'ir, and shnayim mishpacha is mezake the whole family. What does this mean? So the Ben Yehuda has three ways of understanding this. Because l'chayra, echon meir, if that's enough, one tzaddik to save a whole city, so why do you need two in a mishpacha? It should be enough, one in a mishpacha, which is less than a year. Mishpacha is smaller than a city. So echon meir, shnayim mishpacha. If anything, it's the opposite. It should be shnayim meir, but and one mishpacha is enough. So Ben Yehuda says, either it's talking means that Echon Meir means one tzaddik within a city where the city is not tzaddikim, far from tzaddikim. So that's a greatness that one person can remain a tzaddik amidst so many rishoyim and he doesn't have ashpa from them. In such a chetim, in such a case, it's enough with even one tzaddik. It must be a gevaldik tzaddik. But a mishpacha, which is not just a large amount of people, it's not such a chiddush that one tzaddik should be found amongst them. It's not enough to protect them, one tzaddik. It's not such great tzidkus. Therefore, you need shnayim mishpacha. If I care, because it's so much harder to be one tzaddik amongst so many rishoyim, one tzaddik takas mezakeh kol ha'ir. But mishpacha needs to have two. That's one way that the Ben Yehuda explains the Gemara. A second way he explains the Gemara is that it means if the whole mishpacha is in the city, so avad it's enough with one tzaddik, echad meir. Just like echad is megan on the whole city, it's megan on the city if the mishpacha is in the city. But if the whole mishpacha is not in the city, it's in other places also, so then one is not enough to be megan, then you need two tzaddikim. It seems like in one makim, a tzaddik can be poyel hatzola. But if it's in the other place that has to be poyel hatzola, then you require two tzaddikim. And the third way the Ben Yehuda said is that what it means, tzaddik echel is matzli ir, it doesn't mean all the people in the city. It means it's a meyach, what grows, the chai, the chenim adavim, the balichayim. But it's not going to be matzil, the bnei adam, the diraveris. One tzaddik is not enough of that. But two tzaddikim for each mishpacha, then it'll be enough. So that means it's all really one case. Echon mi'ir shnayim mishpacha in order to save the people. And so for example, he says, if there'll be in a city 50 mishpachas, so you need 100 tzaddikim in order to matzal those 50 mishpachas. You need shnayim mishpacha. The echon mi'ir taka will be matzal, but it's not matzal the bnei adam. It's only matzal the chayes, it's matzal tzemech, the city's not going to be destroyed. But to save the people, you have to have shnayim mishpacha. So that means, again, if a 50 families, 100 families, you need double. You need 100 tzaddikim or 200 tzaddikim. The Gemara right afterwards quotes Chazi Dava Kochayef Reisha V'Solik. Rav Sor of Kahana that Chayef Reisha, he was scratching his hair, he was cleaning his hair, and he gave him Musar. And he said before Rav, Homalez, he said, Leisimtsav Eretz Achayim. So Rashi learns Kochayef Reisha means that he was Ma'adin Atzmoy B'Sho Shoy Lelil Moy Torah. He was making himself beautiful at a time when he should be learning Torah, and he told him back, and Rav told him kind of back, he's giving a curse, you can't come to Elam Haba. But this is not a way to come to Elam Haba. He said, you're cursing me? He says, no, I'm telling you a pasuk. You can't find Torah, and somebody's Machaya Atzmi Oleho. So from the Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma that the avera that he did was, or what he was being criticized, was a bittul Torah. And he told him that that's not the way. If you're going to be busy with this, you're not going to not learn. You're not going to be able to vaksais. You're not going to find. You're not going to be zechel Torah. The Yad Ramaz Mefarish, not like that. The Yad Mefarish says that it means kipshuta. He's ma'adin himself. He says ayin atrei miskayemes el mishememes atzmiolel kipshuta. He's not choishish to mefanik himself and to ma'adin himself to make him to enjoy life and to enjoy the enjoyments of life and to spoil himself and to pamper himself. A person who pampers himself, he can't be Isaac ben Torah. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah says clearly that Torah, you will not find Torah by somebody that's ma'anig, that's busy with in Tanuge Elam Hazeh. If he's busy with Tanuge Elam Hazeh, and that's his objective, and he can only have the pleasures of this world, he can't separate himself from them, it won't work. The Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah Loch Yud Bei says, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimin Mishirat Mirapay Atzmi Aleim, somebody doesn't learn with the total devotion and dedication, and full strength. It seems like in order to be to have shleimus and teir, the idun, just enjoyments and being involved in achil and shtia, is a contradiction to it. Mitzar gufaytam means that he can't have pleasures of the flesh. He can't have being involved in pleasure and seeking pleasure and enjoyments. That's a steer to Talmud Torah. And the Goyin in Yerideya, in Shulchan Aruch, Tzim Reish Mem Vav, Sivkot Mem Che, says the Mekor of this halacha, quotes the Lashon Rambam, is our Gemara. So there's a different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara's taina is not Al-Zbitul Torah. The Gemara's taina is Kipshute, the fact that he's being Ma'adein himself. That he's making himself, he's enjoying himself. He's having pleasure. That's he won't find Torah mishmachaya atzmiel there, not because of the bittul Torah, because that alone is a steer to limit out Torah. The next Gemara brings, a little further on brings, that he says, Pamach nichnasti, and once I entered and I found Zokin Echad. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi is saying that he entered Halzanyar Shem Mitzrayim. And he found a Zokin Echa that said, Boy Varecha, I'll show you my also avoisa la avoisecha. I'll show you what my fathers did to your fathers. In other words, what the Goyim did to the Yidden. Mehem Tov Beyam, some of them they drowned by sea. Mehem Chorgu Bechorev, they killed by sword. Mehem Moachu Bebinyan, some of them they squished into the building, and they crushed them in the building. Well, Dovah and then it's Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu says afterwards, Mios Vosi El Parah, Da B'Shimcha, the Gemara continues to say, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu complained, Chaval, Da Avnud Le Mishdakhin. But what's the expression of I'll tell you, Ma Oso Avoisai La Avisecha, What was the point over here? So the Mashal says that his mafarish that it means that he showed him the Sefer HaZichronos that every malchus has, every kingdom has, to show what happened till now. History, gave him the history. That's like an introduction to the next Gemara of the Taina and Moshe Rabbeinu of Chaval Da'avim Loi Mishtakchen. The Ben Yehuda says that the Kavana of the Zokin Echad is saying Mer D'Gazach, to say that you should not have tainas on the gzeres of the Umas Olam. It's a hemshech with the next Gemara. Why? I'll show you that everything is Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if it would chas v'sholem, even if we know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to prove it is because when a nation wants to destroy another nation, they make a gzeres that everybody should be killed by sword, or everybody should be killed by fire. But what's this business that some of them were tovu bayam, was drowned by sea, some of them were bechorev, some of them were machu b'binyan? So what does that mean? It means that the Rebbeinu Shem is the one who's organizing and orchestrating these happenings. It didn't happen by the nation of the world. They would have done it systematically. They would have chose one way to destroy Klal Yisrael. Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behind it. And Memel, that is the continuation of the next Gemara that says, "Val Dover Zen Nenash Moshe Rabbeinu," because when he saw what happened to Klal Yisrael, he started to complain. And Imharach Midos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Chaval Al Da'adam LeMishtakin," because the Avos were never on Hagas Hashem. They were never Maharach Midosai. So the Hemshach Gemara is very geshmach because that's goof what the Zaken Nechem was trying to show, that it must be Mies Hashem. One more on the later Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that the Tanya came out, Erech HaPayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Lashemayim at the bottom of the Amid. He found the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shiyoshe V'Koysev Erech HaPayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Marech Af. He holds, he delays his anger. Omel in front of Baruch Shalem, Erech HaPayim on Tzadikim. Omel Lo, he said, Af L'Rishoyim. It's for the Rishoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kasha. What is Erech HaPayim for Tzadikim? He told him, Af is for the Rishoyim. And that means he doesn't destroy the Rishoyim right away. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rishoyim Yevedu. Now you'll see my din boilach shchot Yisrael. You'll see in Klai Shot Aver. You'll say that you'll need Erech HaPayim. The shaila is that what did Moshe Rabbeinu think? He said to the Rebbeinu Shleilim Erech HaPayim litzadikim. That means he thought that what Erech HaPayim is only for tzadikim. First of all, it says Erech HaPayim. It doesn't say Erech Af. Erech Af is singular. Erech HaPayim is double, plural. So it means obviously the Erech HaPayim is not only for tzadikim. That's first of all. And second of all, the Gemara tells them of a common afnun that is Erech Af Tzadikim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not give them the reward in this world. He gives them the reward in Elam Haba. So he's Marech. He doesn't give the Schar by Elam Hazeh. And there's Erech Af Rishoyim, that if I can, a Kodesh Baruch Hu waits from punishing them right away. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tainad Yoiv Dor Rishoyim, they should not have Erech Af Bichlal. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him back, that the Midas Erech HaPayim to Tzadikim is called two things. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about that. We could say like that. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was Erech Af to Tzadikim and L'Rishoyim. But he understood that Erech HaPayim to Tzadikim in only one way. That Erech HaPayim to Tzadikim means that you don't pay them their reward in this world, you pay them in Elam Haba. Because Baruch Hu told him back that Erech HaPayim to Tzadikim includes both Hechatimtzes, on Toiv and Ra. That means that if they do good, they don't get paid for their good in this world, they wait to Elam Haba. And on Ra also, Rishteitzach, there's Erech HaPayim v'Tzadikim. But for Rishoyim, there's only Erech Af al Ra, then not to pay them, not to punish them right away. But there's no Midah of Erech Af on Toiv. That's what came out of the Shach Matarya. So he said, about Erech HaPayim v'Tzadikim, he says, after Rishoyim. In other words, that Erech HaPayim v'Tzadikim is for Rishoyim also. But there is an Erech HaPayim v'Tzadikim which is not for Rishoyim. That's to delay and not pay the schar until Olam Haba. Let us now go to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Anshei ir anidachas ein lem chelek l'olam haba. The men, the people of the ir anidachas, a city that worshipped Avodah Zarah, do not have a chelek l'olam haba. Shnei miyotzu anoshim b'nei Belial mikirbecha miyadicho es yoish ve'irah. Where do you see in this pasuk that they have no chelek l'olam haba? So the Rav explains, the Mishnah is that the limud is in the fact that it says Blial. Blial is banim she'enam oilem etchias ha'mesim. The Aruch HaNer is medayik from Rashi that the makor of enlem oilem haba is from the lashon of the pasuk yotzu mikirbecha. They left from within you. They have no chelek oilem haba because they left you, care of Klal Yisrael. This is Rashi's girsa. Then enlem chelek oilem haba. The Ran and the Yad Rama ask that if they all get killed, so then they zichav a kapar, they should go to Elam Haba. We learned earlier in Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin, that anybody who's nerig, like the Misas Bezdin, has a kapara, they have a mis in the kvura. And if they have a kapara, they have a mis in the kvura, so then over here, all near Nidachas is getting killed out, that alone is a kapara for the city. So why don't they get Oilam Habba? Taisus Tak over there, Daf Mem Zayin, says that the din of the Mishnah, that Oilam Habba is only if they were not killed. That means Be'etzem, there's a gzera on them, Anshi Nidachas, they should lose Oilam Habba. After the Nerogin and Ikvarim, then they do have a Chelik Leilam Haba, because the Misa and the Kvura is a Kapara. The Yavid says that who is the one who doesn't have Leilam Haba? That's the Madichin, the ones that caused them to do Avedah Zarah, the ones that convinced them to do Avedah Zarah. The Madichim, they have no Chelik Leilam Haba, even if they get killed, because they're Machti and it's a Rav. The Rav is Mishnayis, it's Chelik. But they learned that they did such a terrible thing that they caused others to do Aveda Zara. That's much worse than doing Aveda Zara. And the Mishnah, when it says, Anshein Edachti, means the Madichin. The Ran, the Adrama, have a different gears in the Mishnah. They're not gears Elm Haba. They learn the Mishnah, that at least one shot in the Mishnah, that Anshein Edachas, they take out the words Elm Chayek Elm Haba. They say it's a Hemshech to the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Fayin Vav, that speaks about the Nerogin. Who's the Nerogin, Haritzech, Nir Nidachas? Now the Mishnah is explaining the din of Ir Nidachas. But it's not coming to tell us that the Anshi Ir Nidachas Taka do not have Oil Mabot. It's Taka Chiddush like that, because all Chayv and Mises Bezin have a Kapara with the Mises. The Mises is a Kapara. It's a Kapara for them. Unless you say over here, Anshi Ir Nidachas, the Mises are different Geder. It's not a Geder of a Kapara. The Pasha says that it's a Kapara like every Mises Bezin. And it's Mechapri Naveris, and you go to Oil Mabot. We see a machlekes rishonim in how to learn the pshat in the Mishnah, if it means taka kipshute elam chelik leilam haba, or just a hemshach of previous mishnayos, and that's taken out. A little further in the Mishnah, it says nashim uktanim or shehudach miyuta, nashim uktanim or hudach miyuta. Some of them got hudach or shoy madicha chutzla areil ki yichidim. That is din of yichidim, and does not have a din of Irnidachas. It also says that that who has to be madiach yadichu an noshim. But if noshim ektanim were the ones who, so we see the noshim ektanim that were madiach, there's no din of irnidachas. And the chiluk between irnidachas, the Mishnah explains later, is and a regular yechidim is irnidachas is besayif. You killed the whole city with a sword. Yechidim is beskila. Irnidachas, the moment all the money is lost, and the yechidim the money is not lost. But Noshim Ektanim, that a Mediach, there's no dinner in the Dachas. What would be the halacha in the case of a Tumtum Adreganus, which is a Suffolk Zachar or Suffolk Nekeva? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Samach Dal declares the Shaila. Do we say that they have a din in the Dachas, Misuffolk, and you kill them, Misayif, and the money is lost? Or we say, no, we have to dan them ki yachidim, which are Biskila, and when was Polat? So he says it's a Suffolk. So he says, since it's a Suffolk, Bal Korchoch, you have to give the Ma'inish of Saif, which is the Misa Kala. You can't give him the stricter Misa of Skila when you're not sure if it has a din of Yechidim or it has a din of Nir Nidachas, and one is Skila, one is Besaif. You have to give the lighter Misa. The lighter Misa, Misafik, is Saif. But he says, Legabi the Mammon, Legabi the money of this city, the people, even though there's a Kalal that normally we say, Safik Isuri Hanoz the Chumra, on the tzad that it is near Nidachas, it's Isuri Hano, it's Osab Hano, and L'Chorish called L'Chumra. Safik Isur is L'Chumra. But he says over here, the money was not yet Nesar. It didn't become Osar. Why not? Because it wasn't Gepaskin, and there was no Gemar Din that this city should be considered an Ir Nidachas. If a Tumtum Adreganus are going to be the ones that are Madiach the city, the Bez not know what to do. If there's Chorim, so then there's a Din of Ir Nidachas. If they're in the caves, there's no Din Ir Nidachas. So Misafik, they're not going to make a Gemar Din. If Misafik, they're not going to make a Gemar Din, the mail of the money is not going to be Nesar. The money only becomes Osir once there's a Gemar Din. But L'chaira, that's the words of the Minchas Chinuch. L'chaira, one can ask that Manashach, if the Minchas Chinuch is understanding that without a Gemar Din, it doesn't have a Din of an Ir Nidachas, and that's why the woman is not Nesar, so then if that's the case, so let's go back to the Misa. The Misa should for sure be Biskila, because that means they're not nidoin like Anshei Ir Nidachas. They're being judged like Yechidim. If they're being judged like individuals, not like part of a city that worships Avodah Zarah, so there's no Torah of Ir Nidachas here, Bechlal. This is not a city of people worshiping Avodah Zarah. This individual is worshiping Avodah Zarah. And the din of an individual is that he's chai skill. That's the din of Yechidim. So what are you going to say? The Minchas Chinuch holds that, but on the tzaddik, they are zecharim, so then there is a din here in Yidachas. And you have to don them like an Eir Yidachas, and even though there's no Gemara din, but they mechuyev b'sayif. That's why you can't give them skila. But l'chayra, how is Shach to say, have a din here in Yidachas misafik? If there's no Gemara din, that there's an Eir Yidachas, it's not an Eir Yidachas yet. If it's not yet an Eir Yidachas, so the din should be that should be neither like Yechidim, not like an Eir Yidachas, and it should be chayev b'skila, not sayif. So it's not you give the lesser of the two. It's not a lesser of the two until there is a Gemar Din that this is an Eir Nidachas. It's not an Eir Nidachas. If it's not an Eir Nidachas, then the Din is Biskila, not Bisayef. Shtarka Oro. Another Har over here is that the Mishnah says, Ashihudach Mi'uta. If only part of the Eir Nidachas became convinced to worship Avodah Zarah, or Medichel Chutzala, that's a Din like Yechidim. And the Yechidim, the Din is that it's Biskila and not. And not the Sayef. The Kesef Mishnah, the Nechus Avodah Zarah, on the Rambam, we'll see soon in a moment, to quote the Rambam, is medayik that if it was loy hudcha ruba, if most of the city was not hudach, only part of the city was hudach, so you're not cycling the madichin. And he asks the Kasha, why is it different? Why is it worse than a regular mesis? He says that the Lashon Rambam is mashman. It's the only time you have a din to kill the madichin is only if most of the city was hudach. But if part of the city was hudach, then you won't. Then doesn't have a din ir nidachas, and you're not going to kill the madichin either. V'chayra, forget about the fact that it has din of ir nidachas or not. The madichin also a mesis. They're a mesis. The din is if somebody tries to convince somebody else to do avodah zarah, he has a din of a mesis, and a mesis you put to death, you kill them. So why over here wouldn't they have a din of a mesis and automatically should go ahead and kill them? And then should be that din of a mesis. And it's always beskila. So you have to kill the madich and beskila. So he answers that, because Mishnah says at Teretz, that since they were mechaven to madich the whole city, so they're only going to have a din of a mesis if it was nasa kavanosai. That means if Reva the city, Taka was convinced to Avodah Zarah, so then they have such a halacha of a mediach, and then they're going to be chayev skilim. But if not, they're not chayev. It has to be nasa kavanosam. The kavana is to go ahead and to make the mediach whole city. If that doesn't take place, doesn't happen, so then they don't have a din of a mesis. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzav Beis says a different pshat. He says a din of a mesis is only when your mesis yechidim, but not when your mesis are rabbim. He says a chilah between a mesis and a mediach. A mesis is somebody who convinces an individual to do avodah zarah. That's the din of a mesis that you put into death. A din of if you mesis, you convince a rabbim to avodah zarah, you have a din of a mediach. So what does that mean? You have a din of mediach. That's a din of eir nidachas. Zok the minchas chinuch. But you could once you mesis a rabbim, you fall into the category of mediach. And once you fall into the category of mediach, you have to have all the conditions that the Mishnah lists. That in order to have an Eir Nidachas, in order to kill you as a Mediach. He says that the pshat that is because the chil between a Mesis and a Mediach is normally a Rabbim don't get drawn after somebody to convince you to do Avodah Zarah. One guy comes along, he can't convince you, hundreds of people do whatever he wants to be Avodah Zarah. So he doesn't have a din of a mesis. A mesis, one individual can convince another individual to do Avodah Zarah. But usually an individual cannot convince a whole Rav to do Avodah Zarah. So, but if he does, or they do Avodah Zarah, that's exerts a kasev that he has a din of a mediach, and a din of an ir nidachas, and a male is chai skilu. You see from the Minchas Chinuch that in all cases where it doesn't have a din of ir nidachas, he won't have a din of a mediach. That means if hedichu and nashim, or less than two people, which don't have a din of ir nidachas, or Yerushalayim doesn't have an ir nidachas, Hemshech HaMishnah, or Yemedes al Asfar, or a city on the border, which doesn't become an ir nidachas. In all these cases, wherever it's not nisgayim the din of ir nidachas, it does not, the medichim do not have a din to get killed. They are, as mediach, they can't get killed because there's no ir nidachas here, and as mesis, they can't get killed because a mesis is only by a yochir, and not a rabbin. So in order to be killed, as the din of mediach, it has to be nishlam all the tnoim of nir nidachas. The Chazanish argues on this Minchas Chinuch. The Chazanish says that if it's hudchu roivu ir, yochai mishu mediach. Even if the ir does not have a din of ir nidachas, Even though Mitzvah Chazish himself is Masupik, let's say in Yerushalayim, we are Smuch L'Sfar, which is ever, not possible ever to become Yerushalayim, maybe it does not have a din of Mediach, only a din of Mesis, he'd be Potter, but it, maybe he's Mechalik, but Al Kaponim has a tzad to say that it's not totally in, if it's Nishtam, all the Pratim that are necessary to make an Yerushalayim. If you come along and you convince a Roiv of the city to go ahead and do Avodah Zarah, you have a din of Mediach and Yechayev Skilu. But even the Chazanish is moided to what the Kesef Mishnah said, that it's the whole din of Mediach is only if it's Hudcha Rubai. But if it's not Hudcha Rubai and Echnami, then he doesn't get killed, because his Kavanah was Mediach Kolayir, and if he doesn't, not Mediach Roiv Anshir Ir, so it wasn't Nasa Kavanosai, and Mel is no din to kill the Mediach. In the next halacha of the Mishnah, we find a very Yesaitistic of Machloikis Rishainim. The Mishnah says that you need to have Tzrichim Beis Eidim V'Hasra L'chol Echad V'Echad. You require two Eidim and Hasra and warning L'chol Echad V'Echad, to every individual. Now, who is the Mishnah referring to? Is the Mishnah referring to the Ansheir and Hidachas themselves, or is the Mishnah referring to the Madichim? And here we find the Machlekes Rishayim. The Yad Ramaz Mefarish the Mishnah that it's talking about the Ansheir and Hidachas themselves, that you have to have two Eidim and Hasra L'chol Echad V'Echad. The Aruch Chaner brings that Rashi Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omer Aleph, Yirmas Chal Hechi Avdinon, it's pretty clear that he also learns that it's referring to the Anshe Yirni Dachas themselves. The people themselves that are being Mudach, they have to have Hasra and they have to have Eidim. The Lashon of Rashi is Heich Nasim Ruba Nidachim. Well, the Tzrichin Eidim V'Asra L'Chol Echad V'Echad. Heich Nasim Ruba Nidachim. You need Eidim V'Asra L'Chol Echad V'Echad. It's mashma that the din of the Mishnah of Beis Eidim V'Asra L'Chol Echad V'Echad is referring to the Nidachim. On the other hand, the Rambam is L'Chol Echad not like that. The Rambam Nuch Zavid Azara Perik Dal L'Chol Vav says, "V'heich din ir nidachas." What's the din of an ir nidachas? Says, "Is manchte ruili os ir nidachas when it's roy because they worship avodah zarah." So bezin hagadol shaylchim v'dershin v'chayikin atchiyedu v'raya berura. They have to know clearly shuutcha kol ir aruba v'chaz avodah zarah. Says the Rambam, after bezin hagadol knows clearly that this city was worshipped avodah zarah, roy the city worshipped avodah zarah. Afterwards, you send down there two Tamid Chachamim, lahazir oison ulahachziron, to warn them and to be machzir them b'tshuva. Im chazruv, they did tshuva, vasu tshuva mutav. If they chayz did tshuva, fine. V'im omdu bivaltam, if they stood in their iniquity and their avera in their worship of avodah zara. Bezdin mitzavin l'chol Yisrael. Bezdin commands all of Klai Yisrael lalis aleim letzava, and they go fight a war. Main sarin aleim zemulchama, and they wipe out the city of that worship that way to Zara. Frek the Ravid, he says, "Om Avram." The Ravid asks, "Toyva dovish shetoyle matshuva." It's a very beautiful thing that tshuva should help. Avolay matzasi tshuva meyeles achar asro ma'isa. But I don't know how tshuva could help after the Hasra and after the Maisa of Avodah Zarah. How can you become potter from Misa if you do tshuva after worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Eidim V'Hasra? Zayi Frek the Ravid on the Rambam. The Lech Mishnah says in the Shitza Rambam, and with this is going to explain the Miyash and the Ravid's Hasaga. But first he learns in the Shitza Rambam that where it's Hudcha Ruba, where Rav of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, it does not require, it is not mechuyev to give asra l'chol echad v'echad. If the dochem are yechidim, so you need asra l'chol echad v'echad. But if it's hud charuba, says lechem mishnah, k'sholchin shnei tamid chachomim, ain't tzarech l'hasus l'kulim yachad. When rave of the city was oved avodah zarah, it's enough to send two tamid chachomim to be master of them all in general. And therefore the Rambam doesn't say, master in shemachim, the kosev and rabbeinu shalom, that's what the Rambam doesn't say in this halacha, in halacha vav, Masrin l'chol echad ve'echad. The din of the Mishnah that says Masrin l'chol echad ve'echad is only yichidim. It's not for the entire town. If the entire city is Eid Avodah Zarah, so in Mele you don't have to have Asra l'chol echad ve'echad. With this, he's miyashiv the Hasagas arrived, and he says that it's not shver. He's the Lashon, he says in Halacha Vav, he says, Ein mokim Hasagas arrived. Why? Shekan le'yuzger Hasra mitchila. Over here, it was not mentioned Hasra at all. Hasra wasn't mentioned earlier. If there would have been Hasra, and there would have been Aveda Zara, so the Chayav Misa, so the Avada, he can't do Tshuva on that. But we were talking about, there was no Hasra yet. It's the Shnei Tamir Chacham that are going down to Mazir Klal Yisrael, the whole city. And then they can, in their Hazara, licked that if they want, they can do Tshuva. If not, not. But this is before Kaidim HaMais, not La'achra HaMais. La'mais HaMin Chaschinach also learns like that. In Rambam Shita, that if Rav of the city was Hudchan Waish, Ovid Aved Azara, it does not require Asra Olachalechad Ve'echa. The din and the Mishnah is only for Yechidim. The interesting is that the Lechem Mishnah is Medayik this from Lashon Rashi on the Mishnah. Lashon Rashi in the Mishnah says that, what does it mean that it says that there should be Eidus for each person, there should be Asra and Eidus, Eidus and Asra Olachalechad Ve'echad. So the Lashon Rambam is, Lashon Rashi is that Yo'idu Sh'amru Nelcho V'Navdo. They have the Eidim that they said that let's go and let's worship. So he understands that to mean that the Nelcho V'Navdo is referring to the Madichim, not the Mudachim. If it's referring to the Madichim, not the Mudachim, that means the Rashi is learning that you also, the din of the Mishnah, of that you have to have Beis Eidim Vasrol Chalecha Ve'echad is only in the Madichin, not on the Mudachim. Not the way it's Kamat Mefurish and Rashi Naf Kufyud Beis. It's a Dechar Estir in the Rashi's. Over here, the Rashi is Mashma that we're talking about the Madichim. We're not talking about the Mudachim. It says the Madichim, the Lashon is that Ya'id have to make that they said Nelcha V'Navdo. What's Nelcha V'Navdo? Nelcha V'Navdo is the ones that are convincing the other person to do Avodah Zarah. That's not the Mudachim, that's the Madichim. But it's not like the way the Aruch HaNer brings from Rashi Naf Kufyud Beis. According to the Aruch HaNer, you have to say, when they said Nelchav Navde, it was referring to the Nidachim, not the Madichim. And Mr. Chazanish Takhe speaks it out, that Yivadi Nidashol Cholechav Echav and the Mudachim. And he says that Rashi meant that. He meant that the Mudachim, the ones that are doing Avodah Zarah, they're the ones who are saying Nelchav Navde. But not that the ones who are convincing them are saying Nelchav Navde. It's not the Madichin, it's referring to the Mudachin. Well, Kaponim, Rashi Nafkufi Beis is klar like that. That's referring to the Anshi Ir Nidachas themselves and not the Madichim. So that comes out of Machlaikis, the Rambam and Rashi, who we're talking about this din of the Mishnah, that you need to have Edim and Hasra, L'cholechad Ve'echad, Beis Edim V'Hasra, L'cholechad Ve'echad, is referring to the Nidachim, was referring to the Madichin. Now, the Goyin in Shneis Aliyo, and it's really brought down. It's brought down the Shasi Franklin Rambams. He explains the Machlokes, the Rashi and the Rambam. He means a riot in the Rambam that from the Mishnah, because Tanakama says this halacha of Beis Eidim Vasrol Cholechad VeEchad only after the din of Edichu and Noshim Ketanim. Says the Mishnah, says Ain Rogim Machim Viduchel Medichel Madich after Meisa here. If a Dichu Anoshim or Ktanim, then the Mishnah says they like Yechidim, and then it says Tzrichim Shnei Edim Vasrol Cholechad VeEchad, and then that's a Chayim Yechidim Merubim. So the Chayim it's a Hemshich. What's the Hemshich? The Mishnah is that Yechidim, when it's Yechidim, not Rabim, that's when you need Beis Edim and Asrol Cholechad VeEchad. But where it has din of a rabbim, then you don't need Beis Eidim v'asrol cholech v'echad. The din of the Mishnah is only faker, is only by yechidim, and not by a rabbim, not by when the rabbim is taki don't need it. There's a different diyukim that the Goyin has. The Goyin says gevaldik in the Bir Hamachlokes. He says what's the pshat in this? What's the reason why you would say a rabbim that's eved avodah zarah doesn't require Beis Eidim and Asrol Cholecha Ve'echad, and only if it's Yechidim that are Oyed Aved Azara, they require Beis Eidim and Asrol Cholecha Ve'echad. What's the Chilik? It's both. We're talking about Oyed Aved Azara. Why is it more Chomer Yechidim from Reuben? And so he says that the Pshat is because if the Rabbim Oyed Aved Azara, then it's Nechshav like Goyim. They have a din of Goyim, and there's no din of Asrol by Goyim. And that's also why Misas is Besayef, like a din of Ben Noach. That's also why the Mainim is Avad, like a Din of Ben Noach, like Marsens Mubakamo, Rav Yatir Goyim, that the Goyim, if they're Oyed Aved Azara, then the money is Mutter. Mashenkin Yechidim, that are Oyed Aved Azara, their din is like Yisrael. And therefore, Misasens Beskila, and the Mainim is Polat. Because if I care, we're in a certain way, we're Mach, in a certain way, we're Mekel. So, and it comes down, the Fina Groh, that's a gewaltige machleikes between the Rashi and the Rambam in the Pshat and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yechidim b'skila lefikach umaynam polat. According to Rashi, it means that since you're machmer by Yechidim, that the chayiv skila, therefore you make when you say, legabe the mamon, that the money is mutter. But according to the Rambam, it means, no, since the dinim is b'skila, so then the Yisraelim, and therefore the dinim umaynam is polat. In other words, the dinim umaynam polat is titzah from the fact that the chayiv skila. If since the Yechidim are Chayav Skila, that means they're Nidoin like Yisraelim. Once they're Nidoin like Yisraelim, so then they have a din that the Mainim is Paul. Why there's no din that the Mainim should be Hefker? And Fakeret, or Rabim, Merubin is Besayef, and Mainim Ovad, because since it's Merubin, so the Torah considered Niri Dachas like a Goy that was Chota. And a Goy, the Gaviola varies the Mises Besayef, it doesn't need Hasra, as the Rossi is Hasra, the Mainim shall Goy is Hefker, and Wasma Bakama. And only Yechidim is different. Yechidim is Aved Azor, is Dinim Ki Yisrael. Yisrael is Mischalukos. But since they are Nidin Kerabim, and Misos is Mesayiv, therefore, Memoina Amavad. That's why Memoina Amavad, because they have a Din of a Goy. So there's a chilik in the Pirish HaMishnah between Rashi and the Rambam, and the Pirish Achilik LaHalocha. If let's say Reva the city did Aved Azorah, according to Rashi, the Halocha still would apply. They need Beis Edim and Asra. And according to the Rambam, no, you wouldn't need Beis Edim v'Asra l'chol echad v'echad. You only need that in the case of Yechidim, not in the case of the Rav. Once we're talking about the Madichin, I would like to mention just a few short ta'aris. If you look earlier in Daf Pei Tesim and Beis, Rav Shimon holds that the din of the Madichin is Bechenek. According to Rabbanon, the din is Beskila, and the Halach is like the Rabbanon. The Rambam paskins the Chai of Misa, even if they themselves were not Ovid Avedah Zara. And the Kesem Mishnah explains, because the whole reason why we kill the Madichin is because they convinced others to be Ovid Avedah Zara. So there's no nafkemina if they themselves were Ovid Avedah Zara or they themselves were not Ovid Avedah Zara. Because if I cared, if they were Ovid Avedah Zara, then the Chai of Misa, even if they were not Madiach, even if they did not convince others. Just that alone, that they convinced others to worship Avodah Zarah, that is what's mechayev them the Misa. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Samech Dalet brings from the Mishas Chachamim a very interesting, very interesting chakira. If let's say the case was that the Madichin also were Eved Avodah Zarah, so what chiyuv Misa do they have? Is the din of them? Is their din beskila? Like normally, the din of Madichin is beskila, like we mentioned the Shita Sarabanon. Or is now their din besayif like the nidochin, because they were Eved Avedah Zarah together with the whole city. Now even though normally somebody who's chayiv two mises is always nidin bechamura, but over here we see Eir Nidachas, it's not like that. Eir Nidachas, if the Yechidim, they would be Yechidim, and they would be Eved Avedah Zarah, the misa would be beskila. But now that Reiv of the city, or the whole city, worshipped Avedah Zarah, so the din now is besayif. It's nishtan adinim to saif. So maybe this, we would apply the same svar to the Madichim. If there's Stam Madiach, somebody to worship Avodah Zarah, to be Avid Avodah Zarah, their Misa is Beskila. But if they themselves were also Avid Avodah Zarah, maybe now their din would be Besayef. The Minchas Chinuch says, Misvara, that their din is Beskila, like normal Madichim. And he says, okay, but their noshim and their taf would be pturim because they don't have a din of the nidachim at all. Also, the mamon b'racheres would be polat, would be not have to be destroyed. Whatever's in the city itself is vada is nisraf. It's not any better than the mamon of tzadikim. But the Minchas Chinuch adds that the madichin are also not mitstarev to make a roiv. So, what's the echetimts over here? L'chair, they were not mudochin. So, what does it mean that they're not mitstarev to make a roiv? They're not chelik in a mudachin, l'chayr. Also, the Minchas Chinuch brings b'shem Yushalmi that has a suffix of, let's say, two people madiach, two others. And those shnayim were madiach another two. Do the middle two have a din of madichin or mudachin? The ma'aseh, they convinced others, but they also were convinced. So he brings b'shem the prichadosh that if it's sure mitztarif in such a case to make rave mudachin. But they themselves will get skila because they, the ma'aseh, were madiach. And the Minchas Chinuch explains the svar of the Prichadosh, because even though the Gabi Ir Nidachas, it's Exeris HaKosuv, that even the Miut is Beskila, but if let's say, in other words, if the Yechidim, there's only a Miut being Avid Avedah Zarah, then it is Beskila, But if Rav of the city, Zayid of Eidazara, that's the Xeris HaKasa, that's the Din of Irni Dachas, then now all of them are Besayif, all of them are judged like in Irni Dachas, where Misasin is Besayif, but they themselves are Madichan of Eskila, because they're doing an Aveiro also, which is Bechai Eskila, the fact that they're Madiach. Over there is no Xeris HaKasa to say they should be Nidim Besayif. So the Chayyid should come out that as long as they are also Madichan, then Avad they're going to be Beskila, because that's the din of Madiach. Madiach and Beskila. It's not Legara, the fact that it was also Eved Avodah Zarah, that's not going to take away the Chiyuv Misa of the fact that you were a Madiach. A Madiach, you convince somebody else to do Avodah Zarah, you're Chayav Beskila. The fact that you're also convinced to do Avodah Zarah yourself, you also have a din of the Chevek Yirin Hidachas, that's not going to mitigate. It's not going to make less your Chiyuv Beskila as Madiach. Lamaisim the Chassidim does say that if the Madiachin, the ones who caused others to do Avodah Zarah, Madiach only Mikzas Seir. And then those Mudachin were Madiach the rest of the city. And now you have a Roif. Then those first Madiachin do not have a Din of Madiachin, because they were not Madiach a Roif. We mentioned earlier that Mechzchinach upheld very strongly that unless the Madiachin were caused a Roif of the city to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, they convinced the Roif of the city that you don't have a Din of Madiach. And you don't have a Din of Eskila as Madiach. So we hear also they were only Madiach Mikzas Seir. And the Madachin were Madiach all the rest, but the Maisa, they're not Madiachin. So you have to say, if you Yushalmi, we said mentioned before that the Shnaim are Mitzdarif for the Rishayin, the Madiach is Seir. You have to say they are Mitzdarif. But without the Mechaschin, you'd be able to say that even though you need Rav Ir to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, but who said you need Rav Ir to be Ovid Avodah Zarah? They should also be Mudach, they all should be convinced through the same Madiachin. There's two different cheshbonos. Mitzad the Madiachin, if they were not Madiach Rav Ir, they don't have a din of Madiach to be Chayav Skila. And Mitzad the Mudachim, Mitzad the ones that are the Avodah Zarah in the city. If you have a Rav, as long as it was a Rav that was Hudach that became convinced to do Avodah Zarah, Lacher should have Alach of Ir Hanidachas. The Mishnah a little further says, we'll move on just a few more hours in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hake Sake is Yoshvi or Irahi Lefi Chorev. You're supposed to kill everybody in the city. Alfi Chorev, that's Sayef. The Rambam, in Ilchus Avodah Zarah, Perek Dal, Lachavav, paskins that you kill also the Noshim and the Taf of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. How do you know that? So the Ketzer Mishnah says, because you learn it from the Pasuk, Hachrem Oiso Veskol Asher Bo. You destroy the city and all the men in the city and everything in the city, Noshim, Taf, of all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Ramban, Ala Teira, it says that Noshim and the Harogis, the Taki, the Noshim get killed, but he gabi the taf. He brings a machlekes between the Sifri and the Tesefta, and the other Ramah also in Igra he says Matmiya the Rambam. It's not clear from the Tanoim that the din would be that the taf should also be beskila. Besides, I'm sorry, it also get killed. The Mechas Chinuch asks if the Rambam if that Yitaka kill Noshim Vataf. He has a very interesting question, and the Velt had a very big issue with this Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, "Ask the Kasha of the Ram that the din of Irni Dachas is the Yehurgen the Noshim and the Taf. So every Eidus of Irni Dachas which has Noshim Vataf is a din of an Eidus she'i ata yochel azima. What does that mean? Has a din of an Eidus that you can't come to azama? Because the rule is, in order for an Eidim to be Kasher Eidim, you have to also be able to be Mekayim in those Eidim, Kasher Zom, Lassus Lachiv, which means to give them the Einish of whatever they try to do to whoever they're testifying on. So these Eidim that came to make a Siddin to Irni Dachas, they were coming to kill Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf. Noshim, Vitaf also. If they become Huzam, so what's going to be the Einish? The Einish and the Mazim will be, whatever they plan to do. L'chayra, you can't go ahead and Mekayim Kashazam literally and kill them and their Noshim, their wives and their children, because we know the Gemara says in Makis and Daf Beis, like Gabi Eidus Ben Grush Bechalutza, the Gemara Darshan's over there and says you can't Mekayim the din of Kashazam literally to say that just like they wanted to make this Kain into a Ben Grush Bechalutza, so the Eidim themselves should also have a din of Ben Grush Bechalutza, because that would mean that their children also would be Pasulik Una. And the Pasik says, Loi Veloi Lazare. And since it says, Loi Veloi Lazare, that means you can't make their children also Psulik Una. Once you can't make their children Psulik Una, so there's no real Kiyam of Kashazom Lassus Lachiv, because they're not getting what they tried to do. They tried to make a Kain Pasul as a Ben Grush Mechalutza plus his descendants, and we can't do that to him. So since you can't make Kashazom, if we'd apply that to our case, Also, you can't mekayim kashazom because we can't go ahead and kill the noshim and the taf of the edim. Once you can't kill the noshim and the taf of the edim, so every edus that comes against the ir nidachas and says that they were over the avodah zarah and roiv of them were hudach, the din of the ir nidachas is besayif. According to the Rambam, it's not just the men, but also the noshim and the ketanim also get killed. If those edim would become huzam, we would not be able to mekayim kashazom because we couldn't do it to the children. Whatever you want to do to them, and the rule is an edus she'i ato yochay lehazima, an edus which cannot come to hazam is not a kosher edus. And the Michas Chinuch is marach in this kashem leib shver. But Yeruchim Fishel Perla in Atagoyis in the Sefer and other achrayim want to miyashi the kashem and say it's bechlal not shver, because by the edus of engrusha and chalutza, the edus gufa is that the kohen is a Hussle Gomor, that means he's not a miyuchis, that means he's a be'etzim a cholol, and that in itself means that the father is a cholol and the children are chololim. That's what it means when you say a kohen is a cholol, a kohen is a megrush v'chalutza. So in order to mekayim kasha zomam, you have to make the edim also psulim gemurim. You have to also make them into a cholol, which is kohel, of course, their children. If their children are not going to become chololim, you're not mekayim kasha zomam. And you can't make the children halalim because it's loy v'leilu zarei. So that's why the Gemara comes to a point and says you can't mekayim the kasha zomam in a literal sense in ma'edus v'engush v'chalutza. But that's only over there, where the edus itself is that they and the children are psulim. But by ir nidachas, what was their edus? Their edus was that everybody was eved avodah zarah. So the edus was the mechayev mison every single person, man, woman, and child in the ir nidachas. So how you mekayim kasha zomam? By killing the edim. That's what they want. They wanted to kill everybody. They wanted to kill the noshim. They wanted to kill the noshim. They wanted to kill the taf. So that was what they were kasha zomam. Lasis lochiv. So the way to mekayim that kasha zomam bimiluoy in gansin is by killing the edim. So mela, it's got to be every one of the city people in the city that they tried to kill. You can mekayim kasha zomam by killing the edim. He says a gevaldik tzushtel. Let's say edim would come made on a full family that the chayiv misa. And would you say that you're not mekayim kasha zomam because the edim are only two and not their and their mishpachas? With me so low, that's a kiyum of kasha zomam. So we hear also by erni dachas with that to we kill the edim lachayir. That's a kiyum of kasha zomam last lachim, and it's yes considered the edus sha'ata yochel lahazima. One more aura on the Mishnah towards the end. It says ha'isa rechava if chutzala, if the street of the Iri Dachas was outside, you have to bring the street inside. Over here we find Machlekes Yishayim. What do you mean you bring the street inside? What do you do? Do you make a new street? Do you build a wall around the old street? So Rashi says it means the Mokim Kibbutz Bnei Yair, the place where the people in the city gathered, was Chutz L'Yair, was outside the city. So what do? You Kainzen Oysel L'Yair, you have to go out and make the Rechayiv inside the city, not outside the city. But it sounds like from Rashi that you're making a new rechayv. The Yad Rama says that the case was that the rechayv, the main street, was outside the city. So kainzal isel seicha means you break down the wall that was mafsik between the rechayv and the batim, between that big street and the houses, and you build a wall outside the rechayv. So now, once you build the wall outside of the big street is already teicha, is ready, not chutzala, is ready inside the city. It's a mitzvah amuvchar berechayva that was kaidim lochein, but it's also okay with a rechayv that's now called b'seicha. And the Rambam is also mashing like the Yad Rama. Lechayv, we can ask our Oran Rashi. If you Rashi, then the ikin akuda of the mish shouldn't have been ha'isa rechava chutzala kainzin oisa l'seicha. It should have said you're making a new rechayv. You're making a new street inside. This street doesn't count. So you make a new street. According to the Rambam, the Lashna Mishnah is very meduyik. Kainzin oisa l'seicha. You taka bring that street that was there before inside. According to Rashi, you're not bringing the street that was there before inside. You're building a new street. You have to say one of two pshatim. Either Rashi holds differently than these Rishayim, he holds there's no mitzvah amuvchar that it should be the original rechayv. So what? So you don't have to make the original rechayv. It's now a rechayv inside the street, inside the city. Or maybe Rashi holds that if you build a new wall around it, like the way the Yad Rama and the Rambam learned, that's not a kiyum of the Rechayv Shoy L'Kaidim L'Chein. It's not a kiyum of the original Rechayv. Because at the time they were Avodah Zarah, the Rechayv was not a chelik of the city. So now that's like a new street. It's not the old street that was in the middle of the city. Shtik La'ora on Rashi. In the last order of the Mishnah, is the Mishnah says that Pasuk says shlala, it's called shlala, all the spoils, tikva itzel teich rechava. So dashen shlala shlal shemayim. It has to be the from here we learn, the Mishnah says, mekanomrak deisha sheba yiftu. Well, everything which is hegdish has to be redeemed, because only the regular shlala gets burnt up, and not the shlal shemayim. Shlal shemayim is shlal shemayim, that means the booty that belongs to hegdish is polat. So Rashi says, what does it mean, mekan omrek desha v'secha yiftu? It means, it says, ein nisrafim, el areyem kishar hegdish, a tzarech b'diyah, which has to be redeemed, kol shkein nishlal shamayim him. It's, for sure, shlal shamayim. So shlal shamayim doesn't have a din of ir and idachas. The Rambam says, in the kochim is beich is yamusu, v'zever rishoyim te'eva, kochim b'edek abayis, yiftu, you redeem it. And afterwards, v'achkach sefer noisa. And the Ravid asks, so he doesn't understand, why Sefer Noisa, Shlal Shamayim, it's not Chal Isser Bechlal. So the Chayr, it sounds that we see the Chayr, Bechayr Sushayim over here. The Chayr, if you Rashi, the Miut is Sholav Le Shlal Shamayim, that Miut is in the Etzim Chalais Din of Erni Dachas. That it's not Chal, Din of Erni Dachas, on Shlal Shamayim, in Gansin. So there's no Din of Sreifa Bechlal, no din at all on Shlal Shamayim. The Chayr, that's the Ravid's Taino also, Lama Sefer Noisa, what do we burn it for? Shlal Shamayim, it's the Chal all of Isser. There's no Isser Bechlal on Shlal Shamayim, which means that it's not part of the Ir Nidachas. It does not have the Chalais Din of Ir Nidachas on Shol, which is Shamayim, which is Hegdish. That's in Rashi and the Ravid. But the Rambam holds the Chayra that Shol v'loy Shlal Shamayim is only Din in Sreifa. They are not Sreif Mom and Gavaya. It's not a din that it's mufka for the chalais din ir nidachas. A din that the din of sreifa wasn't said as shlal shamayim. It's a mute. Memela, the minute that you appoint it, and it's not mama gavaya, so it right there has back the din of ir nidachas, and then sorry for noisa. That's what the Rambam says. Kodshe bedekabai is yift, you redeem it. Once it's nifta, then it's akach sorry for noisa. Then you burn it. That means, like the Loshna Kesem Mishnah in the Rambam is that etzim it is ir nidachas, but it's ari de revi alayu. Like he said, by behemoth here in Nidachas, it is a chelik of Nidachas, but it's like a regular animal of Nidachas. It's a regular part of Nidachas. It's a regular shol of Nidachas. It's just that the Torah says don't burn it. So that means the Shem and Din of Nidachas is there even though it's Shlal Shamayim. It's just you can't even kind the Din of Sreifa because it has a Chalais Hegdish. And once it doesn't have Chalais Hegdish, once the Chalais Hegdish is Paka, then there's no problem with going ahead and burning it. Let's just say one last ta'ara on the Gemara. On the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Towards the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara says, Tara banon yotzu hein v'loi shluchin. They have to go out and be madiach the city to be oivet avayda zara. And if it's merubin, then it's dena b'sayiv. But if it's aydei shliach, it's like yechidim. Then it doesn't have a dinner of irni dachas, it's a chayv skila, and the moinon is polat. Now, what's the case exactly of Heimvel Shluchin? So the Meiri explains that we're talking about the Madichin were in the city, the ones who were convincing others to do Avedah Zarah. But they're not the ones who actually told everybody or convinced everybody to do Avedah Zarah. They sent a Shliach from an Ir Acheres, from a different city. And the Chiddush is, the Kamash Malon, that that's not considered from the same city. Hein Dafka, from the people from the city have to be Madiach. Well, Shluchim and not the Shluchim. Shluchim have to be in the same city. Lemaisa, to do a kashim norochaner, he asks that why do you have to have a special miut hein v'loy shluchin? They went hein, they went out, not lafuke shluchin. Tepuk le, because of the din of kol terikulav ein shliach v'aravero. They can't be considered the shliach of the people of the city. It's like they themselves did it, not like the people of the city did it. Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimin. So they did it on their own. So norochaner answers al pi atayin kedushin. Tosfos Kedushin says you need a pasuk that ain't shliach v'aver in a case where the shliach was a shoygig. In such a case, the mashleach would be chayiv. So kamash from the pasuk over here that even in such a case, even if it was shoygig, it would still be patur and it would not be nasi or nidachas. As I answered the Aruch Haner. Now the Yehuda in Eben Ezra says a different teretz. He says the whole reason for ain't shliach v'aver is because of the famous svara of Divrei Rav. Listen to the Rebbe, or Divrei HaTalmud, which is the Rebbe Shlom, or Divrei HaTalmud, the Meshaleach, Divrei Mishayman, how do you listen to the Rebbe? It's not my Shliach Bechlal. But that's in Kol Terek Kula. In the Mediach, Zok Tanei Yehuda, we don't tie of him. There's no excuses at all. The male is, there would be Yeh Shliach Zaveh, if not for the Pasuk. That means even though the svar lechayr is there, but no. In the Gavi Mediach, just like we're not malamin of schus, all of schus, we also don't say the svara of ein sheikh daver to excuse him or to say that doesn't become in a dachas. No, I would have thought that maybe yeshlich daver. Also, he says maybe it's not a tam, it's not a special miyuchim. Maybe it's takim in the sheikh daver, takim the ramaz mashma. That's good with Gemara's teretz. That's good with Gemara's kavana. When the Gemara says yotzeim leishluch, the Gemara means because ein sheikh daver. The Chazanish says that the pasuk is memayit. That they're not considered kirni dachas because they didn't hear from the madichim themselves. But avadah it didn't based on the shluchim. Avadah it's true. And if the ayur of edazar the bnei irbi niskal. In other words, it's a regular ein shliach d'avir taka, and the shliach taka is considered a mediach, a basis, and they're going to be chayv skill of David of edazar. It just means there's no din in here hani dachas. Now really, Meiri says one other pshat in shluchim. He says one pshat in shluchim is that the shluchim were from the same city. But since they said it over b'shein the mishalchim, so then it's loy griri. Usually you don't get convinced in such a case. And if he said the kasha of the aruch neder doesn't apply, it's not totally ein shliach d'avera. The pasuk shad is even though ein shliach d'avera, but since the medichin are b'shem acher, that's why it's not called hadocha and it doesn't tuayf did avir nidachas. In other words, over here ein achanami ein shliach d'avera, and since Reuven, who's from the city, told Shimon from the same city to Madiach, Shimon that's Madiach now is doing it on his own ein shliach d'avera. But the reason why it doesn't have a din of avir nidachas is because since Shimon mentioned that he's doing it as a shliach of Reuven. When he says it over, b'shein the meshaleach, the loshna meiri is that loy griri. They don't get dragged after. People don't get drawn to such a tiny, oh, he's saying it over from somebody else, not from yourself. Oh, it doesn't have the same effect. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of ir ni dachas. But it's not negeya the shaila of yeshliach or ein shliach ledvar avera bichlal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.